I gotta tell y'all something. I gotta tell y'all something. And y'all probably already know, like some of my listeners, y'all probably already know this. But I'm an old ass man. I'm an old soul, bruh. I am an old soul. My family knows this too. Like, they know my mom, she been through this too. She been knew I was an old soul. She knew this. Not from the start, like when I was little. Teddy, you are such an old soul. You are such an old soul. You always around the adults. Go play with kids around your same age as you. Like, bro, I don't want to. I don't want to be around them. We ain't got nothing common. I'd rather learn from the people that's older than me. You feel me? I always been an old soul. Always been. I would search up on the internet what an old soul was and look up the signs of being an old soul. Like, literally, bruh. Like, I'm an old ass soul. Whenever I be, like, texting, like, some of my friends, I be acting like an old man trying to text. Like an old man in a sense. Like, say if Bernie Sanders or Joe Biden was typing or texting. It's like, I'm an old ass man. Like, kind of some kind of stuff like that. Like, for real. Like, I'm an old soul, yeah. And I gotta address that right now for all my listeners or any of my friends listening to my podcast. But I just need to address that right now, though. Material possessions don't matter much to you. They really don't, though. I really don't care about furniture, gold earrings, gold chains, all this other stuff that don't really mean nothing in my life. But however, I do like technology, though. If it's a computer, if it's a phone, if it's a video game, I don't mind having it. But if it's not, if it's none of that, I don't want nothing. I'm good. I don't want nothing. I tell my family this all the time. I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. But if they try to offer me money or they're trying to give me money as a gift, I'm like, I'm good. I'm good. Excuse me. I'm good. I don't need no money. But I'm actually lying to them. To be honest, I'm actually lying to them. Give me that money. I'm just saying, man. I like to laugh at myself, man. I be talking to myself all the time, man. And it's nothing weird about talking to yourself. It's just nothing weird about that. And people misinterpret that you call yourself erratic. They call people that talk to themselves erratic. And I'm like, no, they're really not. Well, there's an old saying that somebody in my family used to say, as long as you don't respond. Yep. What else they got on here, too? What it actually means to be an old soul. You focus on meaningful connections. Old souls and other sensitive people often have small social groups. I have that. Yeah. True. I've always been socially selective on who I bring into my circle. Like, if you got intelligence or you got a lot of stuff in common like me, you are welcome to my circle. You are always welcome in my circle. That's always been my code. That's always been my rule. My rule when it comes to meeting friends and meeting new people, especially in high school, middle school, elementary school, younger, whatever. That's always been my code, man. I can't rock with nobody that's like too emotional. I definitely can't rock with nobody that does stupid stuff. I don't like people that do stupid stuff. If that's you, then let it be. If that's you, it ain't me, let it be. I guess, you know, I am open to people from different backgrounds and life experiences, I guess, yeah. And definitely people around my age limit. Or older, I don't really know. I don't care. Strong intuition is another hallmark of old souls. So you might have a knack of recognizing when someone will make a great friend. I've had betrayals before. I definitely have had betrayals of friends and especially family members that would have, you know, I guess some kind of nuggle. I don't know what it was. punching. I don't know what it is they call it. And to this day, some of them, or most of them, I don't even talk to. It's like I cut them out of my life. You need a lot of time alone. Yep, I can see that, yeah. Especially now. Introverted AF. People, old souls, tend to feel more attuned to the emotions of others in the surrounding world. Higher sensitivity often means you'll need more time to yourself so you can recharge from this regular barrage of feeling. Daydreaming, oh God. I'm a, bruh. Daydreaming for real, y'all? You telling me, bruh? You shouldn't even be telling me that kind of stuff now. Many old souls are also big readers. I love to read articles. Others might see you as distant, distracting, slightly out of touch with reality. That's the stuff my daddy be telling me. You get out more, son. My mom, she be telling me, get out more, son. You have high empathy. Nah, that ain't me. I could be lying to myself probably to have that anyway. You spend a lot of time thinking about how to make a difference. Okay. Is it good or bad thing? Nah, it's a good thing. Bottom line, be yourself. You an old soul. Be yourself. Yep. Definitely. So that's all I wanted to address to my listeners, all my friends out there that probably already know that I am an old soul and prefer to hang around with people that's older than me, in a sense. Plus, my parents, it's like living with two old people and a dog. I've always said that when I was little. And now my mom has rephrased in her own message saying, living with two old men in the dog. That's what my mom would say. That's what she says now as she rephrased it, though. All right, it's another site that I looked up, too. 17 signs you're an old soul. I've been on here anyway. You tend to be a lone wolf. Felt like that. You love knowledge, wisdom, and truth. Hell yeah. You gotta keep that knowledge and wisdom and truth. Got to, man. I'm objective AF. You're spiritually inclined. This stuff I'll be reading sometimes. You're thoughtful and introspective. Yeah, you see the big picture. Yep, you're earned. Are you not materialistic? Yeah, I'm not pure materialistic, though. I'm really not. Like I just told y'all, man, I don't really care about furniture and all that other stuff. It don't have no purpose in my life. I really don't really care about it. But if it's anything technical, you know, any technology, then I care for it. But everything else, forget it. You tend to overthink everything. Maybe. That's maybe. You struggle with anxiety in social situations. Yeah, I did. You easily fall in the role of an advisor or counselor. You enjoy the company of those much older than you. See, they already told you right there. You crave simplicity, attracted to all things vintage, old music, old furniture, old architect. Old music for me, though. I love me some 80s music. 80s, 70s, 60s, 90s. I know all the old songs. I know me some Sam Cooke. Some Frank Sinatra. Don't even get me started with Frank Sinatra. I love me some Frank Sinatra, man. Don't even get me started, bruh. You just feel old inside, yeah. Compared to my peers, compared to Gen Z, yeah. Like an old asshole. Yeah. Welcome, everyone, to the Teddy Hickman Podcast. Today's segment, 2021 deaths. We have lost some celebrities, man. We have lost some. For the beginning of 2021, we lost Hank Aaron, a black baseball player. If you're a fan of his, I don't know a lot about baseball other than the Astros. So condolences to him and his family today. We lost, CNN has lost Larry King. I was sad when I saw the news. We lost Larry King, man. One of the greats, man. One of the greats. He was like a Stan Lee, in my opinion. Black folks, we've lost Cicely Tyson. I can't be mad, but at least she made it to 96, man. She's still one of the OGs. Condolences to her family as well. You know, I loved her when she was on Diary of a Mad Black Woman. I think that was the first time I've ever seen her movies before.
You know, she was in Tyler Perry's movies. Even Madea's, she even reprised the same role in Madea's Family Reunion. She was also in Hoodlums. Hoodlums was a good movie as well. Idlewild, I never seen Idlewild. I think Idlewild is on Hulu. I'm not sure. She also was on Why Did I Get Married 2? That was also a good movie. The Help was a good movie. So she has a filmography of good movies. And not only that, television shows. You know, she was on The Bill Cosby Show. She was on Mission Impossible. What? She was on Mission Impossible? I didn't even know that. You know, black folks, we lost her. She was also on How to Get Away with Murder. And Madam Secretary. She was in a lot of good movies. So Cicely Tyson has a good legacy. February 1st, today is February 1st. I'm recording this on February 1st. Today we lost an OG. An OG from the show Saved by the Bell. But any 80s fans out there, any Saved by the Bell fans, we lost the guy that played Screech. I thought he was going to re return for the revival series of 2020. Thought he was going to return for it. I was waiting for him to return, but today it confirmed that the dude suffered from lung cancer, and he battled it, and he didn't make it. You know, he died today at age 44. So condolences to him and his family as well. You know, I didn't know as much as the 80s show other than the memes and stuff, but the revival, I'm watching the revival show. I think I finished it. So shout out to him and his family. Condolences with respect. You know, that's all I wanted to talk about for this segment. So I'm not sure if this episode of Episode 12 will be finished, but hopefully it will. Yeah, guys, one last thing. Since the fall time, I think it was fall 2020, yeah, last year, I'm currently in community college trying to get my associates. So, yeah, man, I'm going to this school called Lone Star. I could have went to ACC, but Lone Star was closer and it was way, well, I ain't gonna say cheaper, but it was closer to home because I live in the north side of Houston. So I just wanted to put that out there. I'm majoring in film, screenwriting, and also film directing. And also I'm paying for school, so I'm doing good in either way. That was my fall semester. I passed in my class. I took this one little class, and I passed it with a C. It could have been a B or an A. I should have did better. Come on, Teddy, it's just one class. Yeah, I passed it. I passed the class with a C. Yeah, I passed the class with a C. And the reason why it was a C, it went from an A to the C, because I finished one of the assignments. They had the discussion classes and stuff. And then I finished like one of that. And then the rest after that, I just didn't really care about the discussions and stuff. And so I had to stay on topic. And my mom got upset about me. She said, "Ted, you should have got on top of them discussions, man. You should have showed up on the discussions. And now your professor marked zeros on that." You know, I was like, ah, flush. But yeah, my fault on that one. Yeah, my fault on that one. But currently, this is my spring term. Class begins January 19th, so I'm really happy for that. And this time I'm taking two classes. One's a psychology class, and the other one's philosophy, if I'm not wrong. It's either math or philosophy, yeah. Definitely. She's paying one class, I'm paying the other one. It's like, okay. So yeah, I can't wait for taking both two classes, man. I can't wait to take two classes. I tell you, it ain't gonna be easy, but hopefully, pray for me though. Pray for me. Pray for me on that one. So yeah, that's all I wanted to do to finish this episode on 2021. So yeah, y'all, please survive 2021, y'all, 'cause ain't nobody got time to die or nothing. So yeah.
Guys, I got big news to tell you. This segment is about my script, and I might also include Ingram, teaching y'all a little bit more about Ingram. So yeah, I'm close to finishing my script. This is my first film script. I'm a screenwriter, y'all. So this is my first script. I sent my script to my mom. I'm not done yet. I'm on page 99, so that's a plus. That's a good thing. So that's all claps for me. I've been working on the script since last year. What the hell? Yo, Google Play Music data will be deleted soon. Y'all get on my damn nerves. So back to what I was saying. I got distracted. I'm looking at my emails. My script update. I've been working on the script since last year. Now, I'm not going to tell you on what the movie is. It's called, but it's the genre of it is like a coming of age story. Coming of age teen film. I put on here, what the F? I officially made it to 99 pages on my script. Once we reach April or May, it will be a year. I'm really excited. New York City, here I come. So yeah, basically I'm almost done with this script. You know, been flowing it. Gotta keep it flowing. Not doing it too fast about it. Just keeping it flowing. That's all I want to tell y'all. My mom was excited about it. So yeah, it's a coming of age film. I'm not gonna tell you what it's about. I'm not gonna tell you any spoilers or nothing like that, but yeah. Ingram. Let's discuss about Ingram right now. All this MBTI stuff I've learned back in 2018. If not 2019. So yeah, Ingram. Because I talked about MBTI and telling it with y'all since episode 1. So check out episode 1, the school episode. So with Ingram, because I know I'm an INTJ 5 with a 6. If you don't know what that is, go look it up. Or listen to this podcast. I'm going to read all the 9 Ingrams to y'all. Because I think I gave my parents like a personality test. I know I did, but I don't know what year I did. I think it was 2019, 2020. And I'm a 5. The Ingram 5 is the investigator. This is so true. Once I read it to y'all. The investigator, Ingram 5 type, is an independent, curious maverick to an intellectual mission to absorb, as much knowledge as their active minds can acquire. Fives seek to understand through reading, thinking, the laws and principles governing the world. They can warily attest to famous sayings like an exam life is not worth living. An autonomous, inquisitive, fives crave out as much time as possible to let their thoughts run wild. They thrive when they devise hypotheses and theories and add to their ongoing informational archives. I almost screwed up. Through careful inspection and analysis, a seemingly random set of data or facts can spark extraordinary insights and transform into a leeway for scientific breakthrough. In order to achieve a sense of balance, fives reduce or eliminate tasks which can be delegated to others or avoided altogether. It's common for fives to live a very minimalist lifestyle. Out in the woods, in a van, free from mortgages and multi-layered credit card debt. Many have broad life goals to live sustainably and consciously. Yeah, that's basically me. I'm not trying to live that glamorous life, live that whole... I know these are stereotypes and I'm reading about it, but I actually took a test on this. And Ingram 5 was the one I got first. Then it was Ingram 1. Ingram 1 is the perfectionist. Is a tireless. This is the one my dad got as well. The perfectionist Ingram 1 is a tireless advocate for fairness and justice. So that's the one I got for the second one. And Ingram 6 is the loyalist. Is a cautious and skeptical type who aims to be prepared for whatever life might throw at them. So those are the top. Those are basically the top 3 ones I have. So it's the Ingram 5, the Ingram 1, in the Engram 6. Those are the top three I have. You can only, if you get five, if you get the, say if I get the Engram 5, which I do, for example, you will only have to get one of those numbers you have in between. You could be 5 with a 4, which the 4 is the individualist, is an intense and creative artist who works with tangible objects or intangible ideas to find meaning and discovering and think in themselves in nature. Or you get the 5 with the 6 like I have. You know, 5 with the 6. If anyone wants to hear or read this, go to Psychology Junkie. They send me all kind of emails and stuff, but I might go through some of these engrams. I'm going to hop over 4, 5, and 6 because I read through those, and I'm going to go to 7, 8, 9. So let me read Engram 2, The Helper. This is the one my mom has because I took a an engram test, and she got like engram 2 with a 1. And my dad got 1 with a 9. So she's got the helper, Engram 2, as a selfless and caring mentor figure in the lives of many. They're ready to jump in and lend a helping hand whenever it's needed. And actively search for ways to improve the lives of others. So basically, she's selfless. She's selfless. Sorry. She's a selfless person. She wouldn't mind wasting her time trying to help people. That ain't me. I'm sorry. That ain't me. Now, I will at times, but I ain't going to do it all the time. That's a person that does it all the time. The Achiever. This might be my sister. I don't know. She could be this one. The Achiever is Engram Types 3, is an energetic, goal-oriented Type A personality with a lifelong dream to continuously improve on every aspect of life. I don't even know why the hell I didn't get this, to be honest with you. Maybe I'm more of a Type B with a Type A at times. Threes are energized by new plans and activities and meetings to get things done and make things happen. So, yeah, that might not be me. Most at ease in the spotlight. Yeah, that's definitely not me. I'm not in the damn spotlight. I ain't gonna lie. I do work hard for what I do deserve. Yeah. They actively search for opportunities to push their name, talents, and credibility out into the world. Yeah, those are people like Kanye and Kobe Bryant. Well, Kobe's like more of a 3 with a 4. You got people like Tiger Woods. Any celebrity you think of, they're mostly likely going to be a Type 3. Especially if they're like driven in their work and stuff. Yeah, they're definitely going to be a Type 3. But if they like isolated like me, they're going to be a Type 5. Okay, Type 7, the Enthusiast, is a multi-talented, cheerful individual who loves to be on the go with an impressive array of projects and ideas. At any given time, they have a wide range of hobbies and friends in their lives and an ongoing list of plans for the future. Their future-oriented, curious nature leads them down many diverse paths in life. This sounds like most people that are Gen Z, my generation. Engram 8, the Challenger Type. Is a powerful and headstrong fighter and advocate for those who are disadvantaged or lack a voice in society. They believe with vigor and pride that the future is malleable and within their control to wield. Eights are bold, daring, and willing to break down walls themselves. Like Donald Trump, I guess. I don't know. He's an Engram 8 as well. He's ESTP 8 with a, I think, 7 or 9. But he's definitely an 8 on this joint. The engram, not 8 as a rating, but 8 as an engram. And last but not least, the Peacemaker. This is, I think, Killer Mike. Killer Mike is either a 3 or a 9. He's definitely one of those two, for engram-wise. The Peacemaker, Engram Type 9, a relaxed and easygoing master of chill who finds purpose in maintaining a mind-body balance. Nines are gentle giants, wise beyond their years, influencing others through genuine kindness. As a result, they mesh well with almost any group or individual, making them fantastic collaborators. So, yeah, excuse me. So, yeah, I probably would have got this as well. And you wouldn't believe, because I took the Engram test, I got the highest on 5. The Engram 5, the Investigator. But the lowest I got, you wouldn't believe it, is Engram 2. I'm not a helper, y'all. I'm really not a helper. You know, I'm not really the one to sacrifice my life for people. Like, I'm really not. That sounds like some selfish ish, but that's really true. That's really true. Like, I've been called selfish many times, but I just really didn't care. And maybe because I'm young, maybe I'm an old soul, and just that I don't really care about them stuff. So yeah, go check out Ingram. I've been doing my whole hard on research on this since, I think, oh Jesus, it's dark. Jesus Christ. I didn't even know I was doing this podcast long. Back to my point. So yeah, I was doing this Ingram stuff back in 2018, 2019. So you can blend it well with a lot of MBTI as well. INTJ, there's my personality type. I know y'all can't see it, but you're listening to it, so that's better. The INTJs are the intellectual, quick-thinking masterminds of the Myers and Briggs world, the strategic ones. That is definitely me. So it's all on here. What y'all talking about careers? INTJ careers. I need to take some notes on here. Y'all got screenwriter on here? Y'all definitely got writer. Okay, cool. That's good. Strategist, cybersecurity specialist, scientist, mathematician. I don't know what that is. Anthropologist. I don't want to misspell it either. Microbiologist, architect, nuclear engineer, entrepreneur, attorney, inventor. It's not the first time I've been reading this, after all. Artist, philosopher, writer, and professor. So that's all the MBTI stuff. I want to really let y'all listen to this. I'm about to read one of these articles. Actually, it's links to articles as well. But I'm going to read this. I might read it. Should I read it? Yes, read it, fool. No, I'm not a fool. I'll be talking to myself, so yeah. 10 things that excite the INTJ. Only 6 out of the, I think, 12 or 10 that excites me. The future, definitely the future. Strategy, definitely a strategy. Solitude, you ain't gotta say nothing. Definitely technology, reading, classes. If it's online classes, yeah, online classes. Philosophy is definitely. Art, Pinterest. Being alone in nature, I've done that at school. Creating order out of chaos. First of all, I wouldn't even lead. Because I would, first of all, like, when back in high school, when they used to put us in groups and stuff, of course they would put you with people that you, they're not your friends. And I guess that was, like, unfair, but I guess it was teaching us a lesson. Who cares? But, you know, most likely with me, I'm not going to lead a group that are not my friends. Same with if they were my friends, I wouldn't even lead a group. That's not even me. I don't even lead groups, bro. But if it comes to a time, I will lead a group. So that's all I want to talk about with the MBTI and Ingram stuff. Majority of the time, Ingram. So y'all can get a little brainstorm. And yeah. If you're listening.
Oh, one last thing. If you're a listener of my podcast, it's like if you're listening for me from Spotify, Apple Music, any of those podcast apps or anything, please, if you have Instagram or Snapchat, please send me some feedback. Like, what should I improve on my podcast? Is it my audio quality? Should I talk more? What should I do more on my podcast in order for me to improve on here, in order to reach out to my fans, people that be listening to my podcast? Because y'all are the real ones that actually have made me come back and try to change up my name instead of Teddy's Mind and revive my whole podcast series. So if you got Snapchat or Instagram, reach me out.